ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. I am back for segment two with Nika Leiba, Deputy Director of Research from the Environmental Working Group. Now, when we left off from our last segment, we were talking about a few of the ingredients that I had no idea that they were in our foods, but that have been linked to cancer and other health problems. So, Nika, you said there were two more you wanted to say?
Yeah, and as I mentioned, the full list is in our Dirty Dozen Guide to Food Additives, but I did want to mention propylparaben, which is an endocrine-disrupting chemical found in some of our tortillas and our muffins. And what is so interesting about propylparaben is that it's also used in personal care products, but a lot of the companies are taking it out of our cosmetics and personal care products, yet it's still found in our food, which is a little bit counterintuitive.
Yeah. It's in our tortillas. Is nothing sacred anymore? I swear.
Well, if our tortillas aren't, I don't know what is.
I know. Thank goodness. I am never actually going shopping without the EWG Food Scores Database app after this. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I wouldn't be there, actually.
Good. Good to know. Now, I want to jump to this recent study on BPA. You mentioned some endocrine disruptors. Talk to our listeners about what BPA is and why it's harmful for our health.
Sure. You know, BPA is a buzz chemical that a lot of people have been hearing a lot about. But what it is an industrial chemical which is used to make epoxy resins. Mm-hmm. Some of these epoxy resins are used to line the inside of a lot of the cans that hold the canned goods that we buy. It's also used in clear plastic, so polycarbonate number 7 plastic. But for this report that we did, we were looking at canned foods. And we were looking at canned foods because we know that there's a movement in the canned food industry where some companies are moving away from BPA because BPA has been shown to be a potent endocrine disrupting chemical.
Explain to our listeners what that does, what that means.
Right. So an endocrine disrupting chemical affects our hormones and how our hormones act. So it disrupts their normal functioning. And if you think about it, our hormones and how they function guide all of the processes in our body, growth, development, and reproduction. So anything that affects how those properly function is quite concerning.
Absolutely.
In particular, BPA, it mimics our sex hormones, and it has been associated with breast cancer. It has been associated with the normal development of the fetus and young children. It has been associated with obesity. So there is reason for us all to avoid BPA wherever possible.
And what did the study show?
So we did a survey. We called and contacted all of these manufacturers of canned goods. And ultimately, we surveyed about 250 brands. And what we found was that 12% of the brands that we sampled use BPA-free cans for all of their products. But, you know, about 46, almost 50%, we didn't get good information from. And 31%, so more than 30%, used it for all of their products. So I think the takeaway there is that at almost 50%, we didn't know. They didn't tell us. They weren't clear about if they used it or they didn't use it. And then there are some brands that use BPA-free across the board and some that use BPA in all of their line-ins.
And so it's something that we want to try to avoid our BPA exposure. So try to buy products, I guess, from this 12% that don't have BPA in their linings?
Yeah, and again, here EWG comes to the rescue, for lack of a better phrase. We have all of that information in this report. We have detailed the 12% of brands that told us they're using BPA-free across the board. We've detailed the almost third that says that they are using BPA in everything. And then we've also detailed the ones where you don't know. It's a black box. It's ambiguous, and you just don't know what's going on.
Okay. And can you say you don't have the app? If you go to the store, does the FDA require that manufacturers list their products that contain BPA?
Unfortunately, they don't. they do not require manufacturers to say if they are using BPA-free linens or to say if they're using BPA in their linens. So an average consumer can't just pick up a product and know if it's using BPA or not, unless the company has decided to tell you that they're BPA-free.
Okay. All right. So if it doesn't say anything, then there's just no way to know, aside from using your database. And that this factors into the Food Scores database, too?
It does factor into the Food Scores database. And one of the neat things in Food Scores is that we now have a filter. So if you're in the canned food aisle in our database, you can filter for products that use BPA-free linen.
Okay. Awesome. And especially for people who have children or babies at home or are pregnant, it seems like those are kind of the, even the most sensitive times. So they need to potentially be extra careful, right?
Definitely. We know that those are what we call critical windows of development, where the body is developing a lot more in those stages than other stages. So you want to definitely stay away from endocrine disrupting chemicals as much as possible during those periods.
Okay. Awesome. And I just also want to talk about everything that EWG is doing. I first started looking at your website about the cosmetics and sunscreen, because it's important for our listeners to know that y'all don't just do food. You do everything in the world around us, right?
We do a lot of consumer products. So yes, our biggest database by far and our oldest database is our Skin Deep database, where we look at the hazards in personal care products and cosmetics. We also have a cleaners database for household cleaners, and we have this food database. But other than that, we work on flame retardants in coaches. We work on agricultural runoff. So we do the breadth of consumer exposure.
Mm-hmm. And what I really like also is that it's very empowering. It's a lot of times you can find all this information, and it just, especially as a parent, gets to be very scary because there's BPA and things and chemicals and things. But what y'all do is actually, as you mentioned, give us alternatives, let us know what we can buy and what is safe. So when you're buying a product and you're putting it in your family's body or on their skin, you can feel comfortable about it.
Yeah, 100%. And that's part of our mission. I mean, as environmentalists here, we know that one of the things that can easily happen is that somebody can get overwhelmed by all of this information. Mm-hmm. So what we do, and our mission is to break it down to easily understood bites, but also pair all of this information with a tip that you can readily do to reduce your exposure.
Tell us a couple of tips.
So with cosmetics, for example, our Skin Deep database is there. But if you don't have our Skin Deep database, we would say use products with fewer ingredients. Limit the amount of cosmetics and personal care products you use if you can, because there are a myriad of ingredients in personal care products that, like food, are associated with cancer, endocrine disruption, and other harms. With plastics, or tidbit or tip would be to avoid plastic use as much as possible because of phthalate exposure, and phthalates are another endocrine disrupting chemicals. So in the kitchen, instead of storing leftovers in plastic, use glass or use stainless steel water bottles. It reduces exposure to phthalates, and some of the plastic water bottles can have BPA. So that's just a few of our tips that we have on our site.
Okay, excellent. And also, it's consumers' health, but also what's good for the environment. So you really encompass everything. I think that's fantastic. So, Nika, I really appreciate your time today. This has been an information-packed segment. All of our listeners, again, you can learn more about the EWG at www.ewg.org, or follow them at Twitter at EWG, and find the Food Scores Database at ewg.org/Food Scores Database. That's all we have time for today. We are going to be back next week with more information on ShareCare Radio. In the meantime, feel free to tweet us your comments at ShareCare Inc., or to me at Dr. Daria. Check out ShareCare.com, where you can create a health profile and be your healthiest you, and download any segments at ShareCare.com/RadioMD. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.